two troubled teens, two anguished adults, two very different outcomes in this pair of movies. From Francis Week comes Standing Tall, a story of a delinquent who battles a judge. And from New Zealand, The Dark Horse, which pits a chess champion against a street gang. NPR critic Bob Mondello says both films find bittersweet ways to upend convention.
You know the formula, troubled teen, inspirational mentor, but suppose the mentor is more troubled than the teen.
Take your meds, get your sleep. Just promise me, you won't let him down.
Dark Horse is a true story about a middle-aged Maori chess champion who's released from a New Zealand mental institution. Alas, he's released to the home of his biker gang brother, from frying pan to fire, with medication issues. Jen Potini is recovering from a nervous breakdown, bipolar, sometimes disoriented. To keep himself occupied, he offers to coach a chess club for disadvantaged Maori teens.
I want to lead you all to the National Chess Championships up in Auckland in 6 weeks' time.
Would that it were that simple. One teen who is not a member of the club is Jen's nephew, Mana, who's on the verge of being forced into his father's biker gang with his father's blessing, much to Jen's distress.
You are not what they're making you think you are.
Family dynamics that are hard to read are soon battling gang dynamics that are hard to fathom. In what is arguably one of the world's least likely milieus for a chess movie, Jen, whose story was told 13 years ago in an award-winning documentary also called Dark Horse, is played here by Cliff Curtis, a Maori actor most famous at the moment as the lead in TV's Fear the Walking Dead. He's all but unrecognizable in The Dark Horse, gap-toothed, heavy-set, heavy-lidded from his meds. Jen is a mess. His film definitely isn't. Speaking of messes, Standing Tall is about a French lad named Malony, who is about as messed up as it's possible to be, though when we first encounter him at age 6, his mother screaming in a court hearing that he's a monster, he looks downright angelic.
Mais asseyez-vous une seconde, asseyez-vous.
As mom storms out with her other child, hurling a bundle of Malony's clothing as she leaves, Judge Catherine Deneuve realizes this outburst was planned. Mom had packed. The judge looks sadly at the quiet, seemingly innocent child of 6 who's been left behind.
Bon, préparez le bébé.
Cut to 9 years later, a car careening down suburban streets, barely missing pedestrians, with a 15-year-old Malony at the wheel. He's now everything his mother claimed he was. Uncontrollable, violent. In juvenile detention, he's so abusive, he reduces his counselor to tears. When Deneuve calls Malony into her office now, she asks her secretary to remove scissors and a letter opener.
Mettez ça chez vous.
Precautions learned over years of dealing with this kid. Schools can't control him. Institutional care seems to make things worse. Deneuve grasps at straws, a connection with a girl, a possible job in a tattoo parlor. But even the slightest setback, and Malony rages.
Et ce sera le centre pénitentiaire direct. 5 minutes.
Do you really think, she asks, that this court doesn't care?
Tu penses vraiment que la justice qu'on rend ici au tribunal pour enfants n'est pas à ton écoute?
I don't trust you, he responds.
J'ai pas confiance en vous.
She reaches across the desk, and tentatively, he reaches back.
Allez, tends ta main.
Take the hands that are given you, she says.
Prends les mains qu'on te tend, Malony.
Now is the time.
C'est maintenant.
Rock solid as Deneuve is, it's newcomer Rod Paradeaux as the whirlwind she's trying to tame who holds your attention. You keep watching him for signs of a thaw, a slight unclenching of a fist, a smile that's not a smirk. And all around him in Standing Tall, you see the cracks in the network propping him up. Parents who aren't there, dedicated social workers who are themselves damaged, a system that can't bend when it needs to bend. As in Dark Horse, children at risk are just a starting point. Adults, these films say, are often at risk too, even when they're standing tall. I'm Bob Mondello.